The latest buzz in motorsports isn't big, it's actually tiny. Miniature motorcycles or pocket bikes are cheap, fast, and illegal on most streets and sidewalks. But that isn't stopping people from riding them, as Alex Cohen of member station KQED reports.
Scooter World, I'm down there hugging out with you.
Most of the bikes at Scooter World of Glendale in Southern California look a lot like regular motorcycles, but there's one noticeable difference. They're small, really small, often no taller than 2 or 3 feet. Salesman Nelson Romero says that tiny racing motorcycles have been popular for quite some time in Europe. They started to take off here in the U.S. over the past few months, now that China has started producing cheaper versions.
These little pocket Harleys right here, these are going for $450.
The pocket bikes go for as little as $200. They come in both gas and electric powered models. Their engines are often less than 50 cc. Romero starts up a black pocket Harley. His knees nearly reach his ears as he mounts the small bike. The bike is loud and pretty fast for something that could easily fit in a car trunk. Romero says some of these pocket bikes go up to speeds of 50 to 70 miles per hour. Jose Robles wanders into Scooter World. He says he's been thinking about getting a pocket bike for a while now, despite the potential risk for accidents.
Any other thing you do, like skateboarding or anything, I mean, there's always that risk. Just you drive them carefully. I don't think anything will happen.
I've talked with officers around the state that have seen collisions with injuries, very serious injuries.
That's Steve Kohler of the California Highway Patrol. Kohler says there's no accurate record of how many injuries have occurred on pocket bikes since officers haven't figured out exactly how to write up accident reports involving these motorized toys. Kohler says because pocket bikes lack many basic safety features, they aren't street legal. But many people don't know that. Recently, police departments in Los Angeles and San Francisco held press conferences to try and get the word out that pocket bikes shouldn't be on the streets. LAPD officer Ron Fisher says part of the problem is the pocket bike vendors.
They are themselves not really clear on the legal aspects of operating these pocket rockets, mini bikes in the roadway.
Fisher says some stores in Southern California have begun posting signs warning potential customers that pocket bikes aren't street legal. But he says many customers buy pocket bikes online, and most websites don't offer any warnings. Damian Smith is owner of SmithMiniChoppers.com. Smith says there's a good reason why his site and many others don't caution buyers against riding their pocket bikes on the streets.
When you go from California to Nevada to, you know, Utah or something, each rule is going to change, even between just cities, you know, so we usually just tell people just to check with your local law enforcement.
To try to keep pocket bikes off the streets and sidewalks, police departments throughout the country have been issuing citations and, in some cases, even impounding the mini bikes. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen in Los Angeles.